to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. My name is John Crockett and as always joining me, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, mate?
I'm actually crap. Following on from Monday's crapness, I've got shingles, Jono.
Shingles, wow.
Shingles, and this is not fun. This is like a bear is clawing across my stomach with its goddamn talons, and it hurts.
That is not good for an adult. I mean, I had chickenpox twice as a kid, but never shingles.
Yeah, shingles sucks. I don't think it's that bad a case, though, but it hurts.
Oh, I'm sure it would. Sure it would.
But it's weird because, again, like chickenpox, it's considered a herpes virus, so...
Okay. I'm definitely not kissing you on Monday.
Well, I'm not sure that was on the table, Jono. I mean, maybe if you were throwing in, say, Josh Gibson, that'd be on the...
Ooh! The sweetener.
But, no, it's good Thursday again. Baby Fizz and Mrs. Fizz are out, so pizza and beer for me.
Oh, it's just beer for me, no food for me tonight.
Oh, God.
I'm just getting lazier and lazier.
Come on, man, let's talk some footy.
Let's talk footy.
Teams are out.
Teams are out, but first of all, just a bit of news going on. Scotty Pendlebury going around with some sore ribs, so a lot of teams going to get into him there, but yeah, he's a gun. He's going to be fine on that one, I think, and still put out those 120s.
Do you reckon Sam Mitchell's knees could reach Scott Pendlebury's ribs if they were playing?
Oh, easily, easily. I mean, Fife's 193 and got him on the thigh, so it's only a few more centimetres.
Yeah.
And an interesting article out during the week with the North Melbourne footy team adjusting their training loads now due to the training, the interchange cap. They're not doing as much just to get as much recovering in and get as much refreshness into them before getting up in the training loads for late in the week and a game on the weekend. So I found that pretty interesting there, especially with the older guys like Boomer and Swallow and whatnot who are over 30s and probably taking...
What do you mean the older guys? The older guys are their whole freaking team.
I'll only mention one or two because I could have got a show to get through. So
yeah, that's a good point, good point.
And if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can follow us on Twitter, at The Draft Doctors. Hey, there goes the phone.
Very professional.
At The Draft Doctors. Very professional. Or head over to Facebook, where we are, facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. Hit the like button there. Leave us a question. Leave us a comment. We're always looking for listener feedback.
We had some feedback. People liking the trade target talk on Monday, which is good.
Yeah, okay. So definitely like that and definitely bring more for it on the Monday show.
Yeah.
Moving along, we have had the teams dropped for this week in round three. And starting off with the Power and the Bombers on Friday night with a big out, the Chad Wingard, out with a hamstring injury. I believe it's, what, about 1 week from what we're hearing initially, but who knows with those dodgy hammies.
Yeah, it sounds like they're reporting soreness, so just disappointing if you've got him.
Well, we know Hartlett missed last week with that hamstring soreness, and we're still not seeing him again this week, so could be a little bit longer there for the Chad.
Oh, man, don't. You're sending shivers up my spine.
Oh, no, we don't want to. We love the Chad, but...
We do.
It could be a two-weeker. We don't know yet.
Well, I just hope... you know, they've got a few out, man. And I think a big news is Alapatty Carlisle's out. Like, man, if I needed a forward, I might consider rolling Joe Danaher out there. He took 15 marks last week. And, you know, he's got a lesser defender now.
Yeah, that's right. 6 weeks there for Carlisle. Was it 6 weeks for that risk for Carlisle?
Yeah, that's reported.
Not good. Moving on to the early game at the MCG on Saturday, we've got the Pies v. The Saints. Not much there for the Saints coming in, Minchington and Gresham. Jeremy Howe with his first game, who cares?
probably Jeremy Howe's mother and family or whoever.
Yeah, well, we are at The Draft Doctors on Twitter, so please do send us a question if you take the answer to that.
Yeah.
And out for the Pies, you got McArthur, Frost, Gault, and Ramsey. So a few people in the salary cap game getting on Corey Gault there early. Goodbye.
Yeah, also, it's good to see the hologram machine still working. They've still got the machine, the Ben Reed, still running around.
Goes to Ben Reed, he's going for another week. That is really good.
Yeah.
And moving on to the traditional...
Oh, just by the way, how dudded would St Kilda feel? They have to play their home game at the MCG. Like...
Tigers are playing at 2:10 at Etihad. I mean,
I know. Like, there's both both its home teams have been totally shafted there because St Kilda are celebrating their 66th premiership flag again. So, it's the 50th anniversary of when they last won a premiership by a point. So they're playing at the MCG where they suck. and Richmond are playing at Etihad where they suck.
Yeah, good times there. So you're a betting man. Get on the Crows this week.
I'm already on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Big in for the Tigers this week with Shane Edwards finally back this week.
Huge.
That's good for Shane Edwards owners out there. Still no Deludio, which is it's starting to stretch out now a bit now, isn't it, Steve? But we kind of expected that with those soft tissue calf injuries. And yeah. Marek was, I think, borderline this week. But no go. And for the outs, Jacob Townsend.
Yeah, that's got to be great. If you're an Anthony Miles owner.
Yeah, that is me, baby.
You are punch dancing down your hallway going, thank Christ.
Yeah, I saw that just before we started recording. I saw Townsend out and I was doing the happy dance.
And that was terrible, but he's killing Miles' scores.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe, I don't know. It's good for Miles owners, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And in big news, if you've been holding on to this guy for the Swans and Giants, Benny McGlynn in for his first game. Probably going to spend a lot of time forward. Maybe as a defensive forward, you would think?
Well, that's how he's been played previously. That's his strength, is his pressure. It's really interesting because their young guys are going so well with the...
Hewitt and Papley and all that.
They're really doing a great job. So interesting that Towers is the one admitted, but I don't know. I mean, what sort of game time is he going to get?
Yeah, we don't know. Like, it was an interesting stat last week, or just on the radio during the week when we get to it, we've already passed it, but Nick Riewoldt actually spent 11 minutes on the bench because they just couldn't get the rotation right to get him back on the field. Yeah. So, very interesting there. And for the Suns and the Blues, if you're a Matthew Rosa fan.
Oh, also Giants. You know, Pat falls in. That's significant, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Handy I think if you're a Shaw owner, that's good news because his scores have been down.
Yeah, that'll free him up and get back to wreaking havoc in the back line, which he normally does.
Yeah.
And for the Suns and Carlton, again, Matthew Rosa back in. Only missed a week. That's got to be some sort of record for this guy.
I'm sure he's just a minute or two away from a 5-week injury.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. But I wonder how that's going to affect Colajesny's scores because, as we were talking about previously in the NAB Cup, he was playing that Colajesny role from last year. So it'd be interesting to see that one, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not points to go around for everyone. Like, Trent McKenzie's really having a better season. Sard's there, Malcheski's there, Colajesny's there. Rose is there. I mean, they're all sort of similar half-backy running players.
Yeah, and Rocket Aid also came out and said Tuk Miller had to get through training to get in the squad tonight, but obviously hasn't come up and not in the team.
Yeah, that's disappointing. I mean, they got a few out still.
They still do, yeah. And they're going to be pretty good when they get these players back.
Yeah, I think they... it's interesting. It's interesting. Interesting team. Very interesting team.
Yeah. Moving on to, I don't know, what do we call this one? West Coast and Dockers, that showdown? Derby? What do we call this one?
You forgot to mention the good news that Andreas Everett is out.
Oh.
Football can only be good when he's out.
How many clubs? He's up there for amount of clubs he's been to. What is it, four now?
Bulldogs, four or three?
Sydney, Carlton. Three, okay. Yeah. He's no Pickett yet, but he's getting there. the derby, the showdown, whatever we want to call it. It's West Coast and the Dockers.
Don't they call it the derby?
Derby? Derby? I don't know. What part of the... who cares?
Well, we care because we've got some great Western Australian listeners. So I'm sure they're very interested.
Please tell us. But what do you call it? Derby or derby?
I call it derby, but I'm pretty sure over there they call it the derby.
Okay.
That's always do you call it Worcestershire sauce or Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire.
I call it terrible because why would you put that on food?
Oh, man, it's pretty good in shepherd's pie. What are you talking about?
Shepherd? Who eats shepherd's pie?
I'll make it.
Oh, my God.
My one's pretty good, man. I'll make it for you with you and your shingle-infested body.
I want your hands in my food.
I'll wear gloves.
Yeah.
Anyway, the only one of Sim's sort of note is Chris Masson in for his first game, with Jamie Bennell being omitted. And just having a look on the field, for you Michael Barlow owners, he is listed as a follower on the ball, right next to Aaron Sanderland. So hopefully that's not a cruel joke by Ross Lyon.
Yeah, a lot of people are really, really down on Michael Barlow. Especially the salary cap players. But yeah, well, you would have drafted him to be a top forward.
Also, yeah, absolutely.
Also, Clancy Pearce is out. People might have had Clancy Pearce.
Yeah, they might have, I think there was a hamstring injury there for Clancy, so not too sure how long that's going to be out for. But I know I had him just on my bench in our ultimate league, but I'm sure some people would have picked him up.
Yeah.
Moving on to, this is going to be an interesting game. North Melbourne and Melbourne, with Angus Brayshaw being omitted for playing 5 minutes and being the one who cost him the game.
Yeah, you know what? Freaking Roosie, right?
I'll go get another beer. You just load up, Steve.
The egomaniacal haircut that is Paul Roos. Oh, Angus Brayshaw, you're one of our top picks. Come in, we'll give you half a game and then drop you for no reason. For what? Billy Stretch? For freaking Jack Grimes?
Wagner?
Who's Josh Wagner?
Josh Wagner. See, I don't even know who he is. I called him Jack.
Well, he's not bloody relevant, I'll tell you that much. So seriously, Roosie, mate, do you ever think that maybe it's you? Do you ever think maybe you should drop yourself?
Oh, if only we could.
Maybe he can take, how long does a football game go for? What, 3 hours if you're actually there? Maybe Roosie could go down and get a shampoo and a trim and a perm or whatever the hell Roosie gets to get that coif up and about, and maybe just leave the football to people who actually know how to freaking coach.
Like Simon Goodwin.
Like maybe Simon Goodwin. God damn it, Roosie. Come on, Angus Brayshaw. Come on.
And extended bench.
Oh, and Lyndon Dunn's back in. The ultimate trade chip. Because you know when he rolls his fat ass out there, he's going to get 80.
And extended bench, we got Scotty Thompson from North Melbourne. But
How bad is Lyndon Dunn's mustache?
He's got a mustache?
It's horrible.
Has he been filming porn while he's been off?
It looks like bad porn mustache.
Yowt.
It's almost as bad as Roosie's coaching. I take that back. Wow. Nothing's even close to that bad.
And moving on to game of the round, the Doggies v. the Hawks on Sunday afternoon. Big in for the Hawks on the extended bench at the moment. Liam Shields in for his first game after that fractured wrist that was supposed to keep him out for the next 6 weeks, but miraculous recovery there. Not too much for the Doggies. Maybe Lin Jong, he's there on the extended bench. Whether he gets a game or not, we're not too sure. We'll find out on Friday afternoon.
You have to think he probably misses, but if he plays, he could score well. He's scored well in the past.
Yeah, I actually seen this game being a really open, free-flowing game. So, yeah.
I've got Western Bulldogs with the 8 points in my multi.
Okay, I'm flipping and flopping with my tips. I'm going one Bulldogs, one horse. I'm hedging. That's what I'm doing. I'm hedging.
Ugh, that's a horrible position to be in.
Yeah.
Ugh, you wouldn't want to be a hedger.
No, you wouldn't, but unfortunately, I am at the moment. And on the last game of the round, we've got the Cats v. the Lions, where you would expect the Cats to win by a country mile. Big in for the Lions and a big out for the Lions. Mitch Robinson back in after that calf injury, I think it was, where they expected him to miss a couple of weeks, but he's back in now. And big Tommy Rockcliffe definitely out with that calf, and they expect him to be out for 1 to 2 weeks.
I think it'll be closer to two. And I don't know if we'll see the best of Tom Rockcliffe before the buys.
No, I totally agree with that. And especially, I follow him on social media, and he did no preseason training whatsoever.
No, it's a real worry, the back-related soft tissue injuries. We know they play havoc, but you know, what do you do? Because if you drafted him, you drafted him to be, especially if you're playing a captain's league, you drafted him to be a captain. So if he only misses a couple of games, big, it's not the end of the world.
But now we're talking 4, 5, 6 weeks. That's big.
Well, I mean, they're only talking 1 or 2 at the moment, so that's fine. But
that'll bring it up to 4 weeks. So,
but you know, Tom Rockliffe, if he plays, he'll just park himself in the forward 50.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, I'm hanging on to him. If I've got him right now, it's probably a wait and see. It's a concern. Like, I know we had one listener write in with a question. They got offered Taylor Adams for Tom Rockliffe. No, I'm not taking that, especially in the captain's league. But
no, yeah, you're maybe throwing us some steak knives to sweeten that deal.
Well, if there was someone else in the deal that I'd, you know, certainly play, you know, maybe like an Adelaide Tom Lynch, but you probably wouldn't throw him up at the moment. But
no,
maybe an Alan Christensen.
Yep.
If you could get Taylor Adams and Alan Christensen, I'd seriously look at it.
Oh, you'd have to, for sure.
Yeah.
But and also there was a bit of a cloud over Daniel Rich, but it looks like he's fine. But watch that space in case he is a laid out.
Yeah, well, it's a Sunday game, so team, you know, pay attention to teams tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and Daniel Menzel's on the field for Geelong, so that's interesting.
It's on the field with it, okay?
It's on the field.
So that's good there for Daniel Menzel, and for salary cappers, Nakia Cockatoo. Was it Nokia you used to call him?
Nokia. Oh, and Tom Ruggles. Tom Ruggles, the rookie.
Yeah, I liked his work in the NAB Cup. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
So,
good and he's little, named on the field as well.
On the field as well, okay.
On the field as well.
Scotty changing things up, unlike his brother.
Oh, my God. Don't even start.
All right, we're fine. But moving on to now our captain's lounge where...
Wait, I made a drop for this, so...
Double the pleasure.
We are talking captains here for this week, and I'm going to start off with Joel Selwood. Man, I know it's the Brisbane Lions, but he likes to play against the Brisbane Lions. 135 average in Supercoach, 121 in Dream Team in his last 5 starts. Pretty handy, I would think, if you're a Joel Selwood owner.
It hasn't been great this year, so...
Maybe this is the game to get him out of that funk.
Fair enough. Yeah. I could see that. Being they're heavy favourites. I can see that being a thing. I feel really good about my number one captain choice.
Slamming... Is this the one I gave you?
No, it's not, man. He's my risky captain. I got Slam and Sammy Mitchell.
Versus
the Dogs, who have already come out and said...
We're not tagging him.
We're not doing anything. Mate, this guy collects more pill than Lindsay Lohan's medicine cabinet, people.
Wow.
But that's not bad. I spent like minutes writing that. The last 3 against the Dogs, 116 Dream Team, 134 Supercoach. I mean, come on, man. The guy's started the season on fire.
He loves playing the Doggies. He does love playing the Doggies.
So I got no qualms about rolling Sammy Mitchell out, which is interesting because, of course, I'm playing an opponent with him.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, I've also got Ablett, so I'm pretty screwed either way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a lock, that would be your lock of the week, you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. My next captain plays for Richmond, loves playing the Adelaide Crows. He's Dusty Martin. Averages 134 Supercoach, 103 Dream Team. So with those outs and the Tigers, I can see him just going massive again against the Crows.
Yeah, well, see, I followed your advice last week on Jack Stephen, and I got totally screwed. So,
what did you score last week?
Like 81 or 71 or something.
He scored me 108 in Ultimate League, so I was happy.
Yeah, he was a lot better in Ultimate, but... treading precariously with Dusty, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
My number two option is everyone's favorite grandpa, Scott Thompson.
Scotty Thompson. Old man Thompson is getting it done this year.
Yeah, same game as Dusty Martin. He's rolled out 9 consecutive Dream Team tons against Richmond and a career Supercoach average of 109 over his career against the Tigers.
You don't see that too often.
You do not. That's why he's my number two captain option. I mean, he should be number one, really, but Sam Mitchell, come on, Jesus.
You can't go past that. My third one for me, playing for the Swans, JPK, averages 104 against in both forms against the Giants. So I had a look at Tom Mitchell and Luke Parker. Oh, horrible. They've only turned up about once in the last few times they've played them. So I'm just staying away from those two guys. But JPK has been the standout for the Swans.
He's been shaky this year, my man.
Yeah, well, in third week, I think we can see, like Joel Selwood, I can see him turning it around.
All right. Well, I hope he does. I'll put it that way. I hope he does.
Yeah, because you own him, don't you?
I certainly do. You're rolling out all these captain choices that are my guys, but I don't feel great about captaining any of them because they've been terrible.
My next one, then.
Is it Jack Stephen?
No, not this week.
Okay. All right. My number three choice is Dane Zorko versus the Cats. Rolled out 119 average over his last 12 Supercoach games. So that's pretty fantastic scoring. There's no Beams, there's no Rockliffe. He's their most talented player. He's named on the ball. I realize that the Lions are going to lose, but for mine, Zorko's a tackling machine, and he'll get his 30 touches and maybe even snag a goal. I think he's a lay down Mazzetta to get over 100.
What's his dream team stat, do you know?
I got no idea, but I think he scored 130-ish. Well, whatever it was huge. He's just massive.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And as I said, you're probably not going to like this because you own him, Steve. Lee Montagna for the Saints against the Pies averages...
Should have a bloody good week, according to you.
Yeah, you should.
Realistically, I can't go wrong, apparently.
Last five is 103 average in Supercoach, 98 Dream Team, which actually surprised me, but his form's been pretty good over the last few against the Pies, but that Dream Team one just really worries me, but it should be fine. I can see him going better than a 98 average over the last five. So number four captain for me with Lee Montagna.
The 31 touches last week, so...
Yeah, that's right.
If you can find the pill.
Yep.
Yeah, my number four option is Callan Ward against the Swans. Just had a good start to the year, very consistent. If you draft him, you draft him to be a captain. I was considering Steph Martin because he has a good record against the Cats, but it just seems with stoppages down and big ground at Geelong, I think Callan Ward against the Swans is a better option for my fourth captain option.
Start of the year really well, Callan Ward, actually.
He's a good player. He really doesn't throw many crap games in there, and he has the ability to go huge. I think they're going to need him to play big against the Swans. It's a smaller ground, a lot of tackles, so that's something Callan Ward is exceptionally good at. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'd be rolling him out against the Swans, no worries.
Yep, and my last captain for this week, Mr. Robbie Gray, probably... in early Brownlow form, averages 111 against the Bombers in Supercoach, 92 in Dream Team, but against a depleted Essendon, I can see him running, for a better word, a train on Essendon.
Yeah, I don't mind Robbie Gray, certainly against Essendon. That's a great call. I've actually got Essendon plus 50 in my multi as well.
Wow.
I can't see it being that big a blow. I mean, Port are missing a stack of guys.
Yeah, but they've still got that pretty good midfield core, and you got Dixon. Well, Schultz is missing, so Dixon's your main target. Westhoff has obviously got to do something better, so I can see them absolutely annihilating him. But just that small forward type.
They kind of just leak goals.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, but I think people are so high on Port Adelaide with no reason. Like, what do they do? What do they got? I mean, they got some stars. But besides that,
they don't really have any star defenders, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, they got... Who's that?
Trango.
Yeah. But, I mean, they kind of just leak. But, I mean, without Carlisle, I mean, it's...
Yeah, he's important.
I reckon 50 points is a good head start.
Yeah, I would say so. It could quite possibly be that.
Anyway, my... I've skipped out on Pendles and Fife, if, you know, people are wondering... Why they haven't, you know, said those. We try to skip those obvious guys. Yep. So my risky captain of the week is, Jono, you suggested this one to me earlier, Steve Hill.
Yeah, I was actually looking for research for my captain and forgot I'd do the home teams. And, yeah, looked up Steve Hill by mistake. And, wow, what a record.
Why don't you tell us about Steve Hill?
Well, I can't remember, but I think it was 134 average in Supercoach and about 120-something in Dream Team.
Against the Eagles in the last five games,
against the Eagles. Loves to play against them.
So they are some massive numbers. My only problem is Fremantle are in terrible touch. Although Steve Hill played well last week.
Yeah.
But Steve Hill is a yo-yo, man. Like, I trust him like I trust Gary Lyon with Mrs. Fizz.
Ah, but you see, this is the thing. I was looking at his scores. It'd be like 47-98, derby time, 148, 74-64, next derby, 149. So it's just something about this derby that he likes where he'll score massive. So if you want to risk it, risk it. Like
if you needed a high upside captain, like you're in a match where you thought you were the underdog and you needed a really high ceiling player, this could be a guy if you've got
this. Could be it, yeah. Like I said, I've just been going over the numbers. Even check it up yourselves, like you'll just see scores crap for a few weeks, plays West Coast, goes massive, scores crap again. So, and it's just been consistent throughout his career, actually.
Yeah.
So I really liked it when I was doing it. And again, with Steph Martin too, I like that too, even though he's only played him about three or four times.
Yeah, but you know, Steve Hill found the pill last week as well, so that's yeah. Okay. He's going to touch.
And interesting stat, I was just looking at having a look at Dion Prestia's numbers. This is going to be the second time he's only played Carlton ever.
It's good for Carlton.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting. Every other time he's either been omitted or injured.
Imagine omitting Dion Prestia.
Maybe early on in his career, in those first few years of the Suns, maybe, but who knows. All right, we're moving on now to our late round pickups. If you're looking for someone to just fill the teams, if you've got, say, a wing guard or something, and you need a forward or a mid or whatnot, we've got a few suggestions here for you. I'm going to start off with Josh Jenkins. We spoke about him earlier in the week. He only owned by 68%, playing against the Tigers. Don't mind it as a pickup.
Yeah, well, you know, we know they're stretched a bit thin with, Dylan Grimes out.
Yep.
So Troy Chaplin's in to make us all laugh. It is the comedy festival season here in Melbourne, so...
Who knows, if to get a really good laugh, they might play Chaplin forward and go super tall.
Oh, my God. That'd be fantastic. But, yeah, no, I like that pick. He's in ripping form. Josh Jenkins, man, I'm looking... Ben McGlynn might be on your wire, guys. Like, if he's out there, scoop him up, certainly.
Yeah,
because there would have been a lot of nervous owners.
Well, yeah, there would be for sure. So, and especially for your Dream Team format where he does score particularly well.
Yeah. Also, Adam Oxley. We know he was very relevant for salary cap games last year. He was a defender this year. He's only a midfielder.
Yep.
But with... Jackson Ramsey's looks like he's hurt his ACL. I'm not sure to what degree today at Magpies training.
I think they said season.
Okay, so that's worst case. Some really bad news for Jackson Ramsey and Collingwood. So,
yep, there it is. Out for season.
But to me, Adam Oxley's a guy who gets a boost. They're going to bring in Braden Maynard. Big deal. I mean, Adam Oxley's a wonderful user of the ball. I think he could be a real beneficiary to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Where do you think they're going to play Howe, though?
Forward, definitely forward.
Definitely forward? Okay.
Yeah, well, they've dropped Corey Galt.
Yeah, that's true. So
I really can't... I mean, with Ben Reed, Maynard, Oxley, I can't see the room... Oh, and Nathan Brown. I can't see them playing him in defence. Certainly not.
Yep. All right, my next guy, bit of a late flyer. Aaron Young had a really good game against the Adelaide Crows. Midfielder pick, but with no Chad, kicked 4 goals last week.
Named on the pill as well.
Yeah, that's right. Had 21 disposals, kicked 4 goals, only in 30% of Ultimate Footy League team. So good pick up there if you're looking for that fifth forward, especially against the Bombers, who are useless.
Yeah, Another guy you'll probably find on your waiver wire as a defender, Zach Tui.
Yep. Oh, he's the next guy I was going to talk about, actually. I've got him on my list, too.
Yes. I just worry about... I like the Carlton pressure this year. I think that's one thing they're going to bring to the table. Even if they're not winning matches, they're going to bring some pressure. And yep. I think maybe if the Suns don't control the ball inside... I mean, they've been fantastic this year, don't get me wrong. But if they don't control the ball in the 50... Zach Tui is a guy who can really blow up and give you a monster game with a solid, you know, he might only give you 60 points as a baseline, but he can give you 140, whereas a lot of defenders, they just don't have that in them.
Yeah, quite easily, yeah. Like I said, he was the next guy I'm going to talk about, but someone who I want to talk about, and I spoke about him in the preseason, is Matthew Wright for Carlton as well. Only in 51% of teams. In the two games, he scored 88 and 87 in Supercoach and 72 and 74 in Dream Team. So, and he's also mid-forward eligibility, so not completely horrible. And against the Suns, that could go up a bit this week.
Yeah, that's a great pick. I like Matthew Wright.
And he's actually gone in our private league. Did you know that?
Yeah, I was told about that.
Oh, okay. I understand that stuff.
Also, in a super coach defender, Linda Dunn, terrible mustache, but man, when he plays, he doesn't let you down.
No, you get just solid 80.
Again, it's an extended bench, so we're not sure if he'll play, but with Garland out, omitted, then you think they're probably going to give him a chance.
Yeah, absolutely, and he's pretty solid in that team last year as well, so you would think, what, Grimes up on the wing... Maybe forward with Brayshaw out and Dunn in.
Well, I was what because you know I went to Melbourne training in the preseason. Dunn actually looked really good, and they've been playing Grimes as a forward through the preseason. So I'm not sure. I mean, neither of them might make the cut in the end. But that's just something to pay attention to with teams tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one that's more for your dream team ultimate is Marty Gleeson played his first game with an 85, I think it was. So. Just one to look out for there. He's in 59% of teams.
And they're the ultimate footy percentages as well.
Yeah, that's right. We grade all our percentages of ultimate footy because the Herald Sun Supercoach are no good at doing that.
Yeah, because it's a terrible goddamn platform and lift your freaking game, Supercoach.
Sorry, 72 and 95 for Marty Gleeson in these first two rounds. Average of 83.
They're not letting you down.
Yeah, and he's a forward, not a defender, so I don't know why I said defender.
I don't know.
Poor
research?
Or just over tiredness or over alcohol, I don't know.
You're over alcohol?
More alcohol. Over alcohol. Indulgence.
You don't know what you're talking about, man.
Nope, I'm tired.
Yep. You need a rest, fella.
I do. All right, any more late pickups for you, Steve?
No, that's it for me. I think... If you're going beyond those guys, you're screwed.
Pretty much.
But if you do need someone, hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah. We are on Twitter at The Draft Doctors on Twitter, or head over to facebook.com/ The Draft Doctors and hit the like button there. Shoot us a question. And I do believe we have a few questions this week, Steve.
Yeah, we got some great listener questions this week. We're very active on Twitter. We generally get back to them pretty quickly.
You're from sending questions from Western Australia and they're 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's 2:30 here. They're probably at a reasonable hour over there. It's like 6 o'clock at night. It's like 2 o'clock here, isn't it? Something like that. Daylight savings. I'm confused, Jono.
My phone goes off at like 2:30 in the morning. And what the hell is that,
Jono? I've been described as a good-looking rooster, but I'm not a rooster.
No. All right. You just don't have the hair for it.
I have no hair. There's no feathers, baby. All right, yeah, so Glenn asked us on Twitter, hey, he has Tom Rockliffe and he'd been offered Taylor Adams. My thoughts are, especially in a captain's league, you just can't do that deal just at the moment. I know we spoke before and threw a little bit of shade on Rocky, but if you have Rocky and you're not feeling great about it, Taylor Adams is a good starting point, but I'd certainly ask for someone else who I'm playing on the field, a la and Alan Christensen.
Get that steak knives that you know can score well, but Well, see, I don't solid score as well.
See, I don't even consider Alan Christensen a steak knives. I mean, I might consider someone like a Cunnington, who's a depth player, steak knives. But Alan Christensen's a good player. Like Like maybe Brad Crouch is a steak knives. Maybe, or, you know, your second option. Maybe
a Sean Grigg type or a
Just a low end guy. You know, if you wanted to do that deal, I wouldn't blame you at all.
No, no, I like it if you do get that second. Second, call it a second tier player.
I would absolutely. Yeah. You know, whoever, someone in that sort of vein. Maybe a Michael Walters, someone who you're playing on the field most weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Nah, but if you can get that done, I do like the trade.
Yeah, we also had a question on Twitter from Alex, and he wanted to know what our thoughts were on captaining Tom Mitchell this week against GWS, or should he captain Ablett against the Blues in Dream Team scoring?
Ablett.
I actually said Titch.
Really? I had a look at Titch's scores, and they didn't impress me.
I think at the SCG, in the vein of form he's in, I can't go past it. And it seemed like they wanted to play Ablett a lot more forward last week, so...
It's a gut feel, but... I like the stats and the data behind me, but also you got to take, I suppose, the current form into consideration as well, and his form has been quite good with Tom Mitchell, so
can be a split decision on that.
It's a split decision, but it comes down to gut feel in the end too. Like, if you want to play safe, Ablett, but roll the dice, hey, go for Tom Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, they could be right, or they could listen to you.
They could... Crap for bed.
You want to bet on that one?
No, I do not want to bet on that one.
Oh, okay, all right. We also had a question from Dylan on Twitter, and he asked, "With Rocky, he's another Tom Rockliffe owner. Very, you know, hard player to own this week. With Rocky out of his side, and side bottom suspended, he's thinking about Heath Shaw to be captain."
What format are we talking here?
Dream team. And now Dylan, I had a look at his team, and he had a lot of the gun key forwards. He also had Andrew Gaff, and he also had Bryce Gibbs.
What were some of the gun forwards he had?
JJK, Tom Lynch, from Gold Coast, Jack Riewoldt, Nick Riewoldt.
Ooh, Tom Lynch would be an interesting one if you really want to risk it.
Yeah, I think because, looking at his team, he's obviously strapped because of side bottom and Rockliffe out.
Yeah, because that'd be your 1-2 go-to sort of thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so really his team's very weakened. So I think in that situation, you know, a lot of people will be feeling this situation with some of their top-end guys out.
Or not performing a la Abalo if you're looking to captain him as well.
Yeah, so, you know, I've got no problems rolling the dice on the high-ceiling captains. Like, if you're going into the match as an underdog, man, JJK versus Fremantle, I know it's been a tough matchup in the past, but they look terrible this year. Tom Lynch against Carlton? Man, I'm happy to roll that dice if I was playing safe.
Man, if he can kick 6 goals against Fremantle, he can kick 40 against Carlton. I mean, seriously, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I wanted to play it safe, I might take Gaff, but... I really feel like the other guys are probably the way to go on that one.
Yeah, again, like the data behind I looked at the West Coast midfielders. They've actually scored quite terrible, or not terrible, but not that captain score you're looking for in these derby games. So.
Oh, yeah, Gaff's not really done it frequently against Fremantle. I'm not denying that.
But just something to watch out there. But Tom Lynch, I do like as a... As that captain, I do.
Yeah, he's got that big high ceiling, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
all depends on his opponent too. And
well, that's what I was saying. He's going into the match as an underdog by the looks of it, without Rocky and side bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But I like Tom Lynch. That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. So also we had a question from Andrew on Facebook, and he's saying, with Fremantle versus West Coast, I was looking into a different captain option, like Wells or Zeeble versus Melbourne, or Johannesson versus the Hawks, or do I stick with choosing Gaff or Mundy? So he's in a bit of a spot there because they're not really, no one's really sticking out to me. What are your thoughts, Jono?
No, this Andrew fellow just sounds very familiar to a friend of ours, that's all. But that's fine. Tempting. I would be tempted to go with Johannesson. I just love the way he started this year. But I just want to have a quick look to see where Mundy's going to be starting on the field. Where have they got him? Where have they got Mundy?
They've
got
him
in the guts. So, look, if you've drafted Mundy high, you expect him as a captain option. Especially, did he say he had Gaff as well?
Gaff and Mundy.
Well, you flip a coin between those two, I think they'd be your safest. And if you really wanted to roll the dice against the Hawks, go Johannesson. Hawthorn don't really tag, so they're not going to really stop him, just like the Doggies aren't going to stop Mitchell. So, no, I like that as well.
So, no love for Wells or Jack Zeeble versus Melbourne?
No.
I'd be pretty tempted with Wells, to be honest.
Wells, yeah, but...
Down in Hobart, big ground.
Yeah, it's cold down there. Just that hamstring or whatever just might pull. I don't know. Danger signs down there. I mean, what's it going to be, about like 5 degrees down in Tassie this weekend? Yeah, don't like it.
It's not going to be warm. Yeah, I think Gaffin. I think, yeah, because you say Mundy.
Gaffin, Mundy.
Safe options.
Safe options. And Johannesson is your outlier there.
I think... Yeah, it's hard to disagree.
But yeah, I just couldn't touch Zeeble or Wells. Both had a great start to the season, but yeah, Zeeble can give you a four.
Oh, he's a yo-yo like Steve Hill.
Yeah, exactly right. And Wells just, yeah.
He's been good,
but if it was under the dome, then I'd recommend. But in Tassie, I couldn't.
He's named in the centre.
That's fine, but it's still going to be bloody cold in the centre, the forward, or the back pocket in Tassie.
Man, I wish I was in Tassie.
Man, Tassie's awesome.
Tassie's the best.
Yes. Blumstone Razor, that's south. That's Hobart, yes.
Yes, Hobart's south.
Hobart's good.
Hobart's awesome.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much for listening to the show. If you would like to follow us on social media, we are... at the Draft Doctors on Twitter, or you can head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Hit the like button there, leave us a question or a comment, or head over to iTunes or Stitcher, hit the 5-star button there, leave us a review, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, leave those reviews, people. It really really helps the show out a lot. We don't ask much, but that's something you can do for us. That's fantastic. It takes five seconds. It takes nothing.
Yeah, 5 seconds. That's it. Done.
So, yeah. But thanks, guys. I'll see you next week. Hope you have a win.
Bye.